We're at the end of Perek Beis, the very end of Mishnah Yud Dalet. Va'amar al tihi rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Okay, page. Tzadik Vav. Okay, the Mishnah said, al tihi rasha b'fnei atzmecha, which he now offers two explanations, what that means. Don't be a rasha all by yourself. What is b'fnei atzmecha? So his first translation is not the usual. Well, that's his second. All right, he has two types. The first, Amar al tihi rasha b'fnei atzmecha, ki kishemisati petalis amuchta betfilin, yirish ki yish tzadik v'yasher, v'yechshavu shetfilos ezaka. When a person wraps himself in talis and tefillin, and especially if he has a beard, a nice payas, so he looks like a erlich hayid, and everyone assumes that he has a clear tefillah. But taychei mumula chalas kesem mirma. And inside, he's fooling everybody. He thinks that he's fooling everybody else. V'ze'amar ati rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Avkein achar yideyam alip b'libcha. Don't be a private rasha. Don't be your own rasha. Be... You know yourself, and make sure that you're an alachayit. So that's one taich. One taich is don't be your own private Rasha. So what does he mean? If you're Rasha, let everyone know. Do it publicly already, right? So I guess the idea is if you do it publicly, you're not going to do it. You'll behave. So that's one taich. Don't pretend to be a tzaddik. Now the second taich is somehow very, very different. But it's more typical. Rabbi Miller used to tell people to act, to pretend you're a tzaddik. But I think he meant more you should talk to yourself, to tell yourself you're a tzaddik, and you'll live up to it eventually, rather than telling everybody else. The truth is, in our generation, we're more challenged the other way. People knock themselves more. It's just the nature of a successful society is that people feel inadequate. It's the reverse of what you would think. In a successful society, people feel inadequate, and in a society of failures, people somehow have this cocky type of positive feeling about themselves. So the next taich is a more common issue. Very often, the Yetzirah grabs a person and says, you're hopeless. Tshuva is not going to work for you anyway. Why are you working so hard? Do already whatever your heart desires. You're not going to be anybody anyway. Don't consider yourself such a rasha. Because tshuva will help. Rish Baruch Hu lets a person do tshuva adaka even when he's at the edge. So this is a more common problem that people have, that they feel that they're not going to make it anyway, and therefore they're a failure. And we mentioned here many times the idea of the Nekudas HaBechira, the Michtam Eliyahu's idea, that every person's really at the edge of making it. Because a person to make it, he just has to get over his Nekudas HaBechira, over his challenge. And really, everybody is at the edge of making it. So when it comes to Yom HaNoraim, and we have this whole Aseres Yemei Tshuva for Beinanim. So someone asked me on Yom Kippur, why we say on Yom Kippur, we say, Kosveinu B'Sefer Achayim. I thought everyone has written Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur. So why are you saying Kosveinu? The whole what? So I told him that the Beinanim were afraid of Beinanim. Beinanim don't get written on Rosh Hashanah. They get written later. And what are the odds that we're Beinanim? And what are the odds that on the scale everything is 50-50? So according to Michtam Eliyahu, it's your each individual has his own Nekudas HaBechira, has his own area of challenge. And therefore, it's very possible that a person's a Beinoni in his personal area of challenge. And that's this idea of Al Tei Rasha B'fnei Atzmecha. It's the same thing about not to be a tzaddik in your own eyes. And if a person should always see himself as being a mechza al mechza.
I think that's why you have to be careful. You know, the two schools of Musar, godless Adam and shiftless Adam, you have to be very careful about who you apply to which.
Yeah, the two schools of Musar, godless Adam and shiftless Adam. It depends on who. Some people need one and some people need the other. Slabotka made it to the shores of America. The Vardik didn't really make it. The yeshiva, the school of godless Adam, which is Slabotka, is from where all the Gedolim of America came. And the Vardik, which taught shiftless Adam, was really swallowed by the Iron Curtain. And even though there's the Vardik yeshiva here, they don't... Madregas Adam is not the... which is the book of Rabbi Yezal Horowitz. Rabbi Yezal Horowitz, the Alta of Nevardik, was a businessman who bumped into Rabbi Sosa Lanter on a business trip to Paris and to Vienna. And he wrote his wife a letter. He said, I'm giving up my business. I'm following Rabbi Sosa Lanter around. If you feel you can't do it, I'm willing to give you a get. But this is what I'm doing. You decide if you want to follow me or if you want to go your own way. Presumably she followed him. I never saw the ending of the story, but Rabbi Yezal Horowitz became one of the three great disciples of Rabbi Sosa Lanter. Okay, at any rate, that's this idea. And we move on to the next Mishnah. Although Chaim Volozhin here has a very sparse comments on the rest of the parak. Let's see Mishnah Yudalit. Rabbi Loza Omer, have a shekoid lilamei Torah. Do you have little mite in yours or lilamei? What? You have little mite. This print has a lot of typos. Have a shekoid lilamei Torah. Shekoid means to persevere. When a person goes to learn, the Yetzirah puts things in his way. There are always distractions. Have a shekoid lilamei Torah. Always push to learn Torah. For years, I told myself the story of the stipler who always told himself five more minutes. So I sit and learn. I remember I have to do stuff. I always try to tell myself 5 more minutes. More recently, I heard about Rebbe Yashiv that at some point we had a hard time walking at the end of his life. The doctors told his family that you got to get him to go for a walk every day. If he doesn't go for a walk, he's not going to be able to walk. You can't turn the clock back. So the family got together and decided who would be the best one to make the case to Rebbe Yashiv, and they sort of held their breath. He prepared his speech to Rebbe Yashiv about how important it is to take care of your health. He sat down. Rebbe Yashiv was, of course, sitting with a Gemara, and he made his presentation to Rebbe Yashiv that he's got to go for a walk every day. So Rebbe Yashiv responded. He said, yes. He said, yeah. Später. He said, later. And he just kept on saying, Shpeter, you know, it was always later. And then, so I tried to tell myself, Shpeter, you know, I got to do other things. Shpeter. My wife doesn't always like it. Sometimes she doesn't want me to wait till Shpeter, but it's... Not his Madrega. I have my Yetzirah, he has his. The point is, what I take from that story is just tell myself always later. It's true, it's important, later. Because I always remember all the important things. As soon as I get into a sugya, I have a good cash and I have to find the teretz, I remember what I have to do. And it's very important. Well, it's only important because the Yetzer makes it important. Usually, once I push it off a few times, it's not important. I'd like to learn from the attitude. And same thing with the stipler story with 5 more minutes. It helps me, which I tell you. When I sit and I learn, I'm distracted. It helps me. You know, I see my wife's calling on the cell phone. I say, oh, I'll call back 5 more minutes. 5 more minutes. And, you know, eventually. So, have a shkoid lulmai taira. V'dam ashatoshav l'apikairis. And a person should always know what to answer in apikairis. Now, here, we have a bit of a problem because it's a sugya in brachis whether a person is supposed to respond to an apikairis. So, the point is made, it doesn't say to respond to an apikairis. It says to know the response to the apikaris. The person himself should have, you don't have to engage yourself with apikarisim, but you yourself have to be dam ashatoshu. The first Rashi in Chumash asks why Chumash starts with Bereishis, it should start with the mitzvahs. So it says, if the goyim are going to say the Jews don't deserve the land of Israel, So show them Parshas Bereishis, God created the world, and he gives it to whoever he wants. Now, I haven't seen anybody going to the United Nations with this argument that, you know, just look at it, first Rashi and Bereishis. So who's Rashi talking to? Who are you supposed to tell this to? So it's the same thing you're supposed to tell to yourself. It's the Dama Shatoshiv is a person for himself. A person has to know, what's right and what the answers are. Vidalif Neimiyat Omel, know before whom you're working. You're an Omel and you're learning. Vidnamanu Bamalachtacha Sheyishalim Lacha Sacharpu Lasecha. Although we don't often see it in this world, but we have an emunah that the work we do, is deserving of schar, and the schar will come whenever it comes. So that's the idea. Loyalum Yomir Adam Afilosh Loyalishma. Well, here, because he's referring here to this Mishnah refers to learning of Torah. Dafni Miyato Omel is a reference to Tefillah. And Dafni Miyato Omel is a reference to learning. The difference is that in learning, the avoid of learning is to spare no effort. Ramesha has a beautiful Agdama to his first Igris Ramesha. He writes, how does a person have a right to print Shuvas for Klal Yisrael? So he says the aside of learning, of being able to paskin, is to feel that you spared no effort. You didn't get too tired to look something up, you weren't lazy to look for something, you weren't in a rush to think something through. The idea is that a person has to spare no effort. Dalef neimiyata amel. It's hard. It's hard. It's really hard. A person is sometimes satisfied with half a teretz, where a little more effort would give him a teretz that fits better. So that's Rebbe Loza's mission. There's a joke the Velt says. You know, a person b'yomei titin schar, you're supposed to get paid the day you work. So we say that God pays lo sed lovei. So the Velt says that a day by Hashem is a thousand years is a maher of a Kodesh Baruch Hu is 840 years, right? V'noshantem is the gematria of maher, v'avatem maher. So God has somehow, I saw that's the explanation why you say b'mehera b'yameinu. Because you say God, bring Mashiach b'mehera. I have to explain. In Chumash it says that if Klal Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael will not follow the Torah properly, v'avatem maher, you will quickly be lost from the land. And the maher is the gematria of v'noshantem b'oretz. It comes out to about 850 years rather. 410 or 440 is 850 years. So we say God's Maher is 850 years. It's nice. When God is punishing, we say his quick punishment is 850 years. We ask for Mashiach, we say Maher. So we say Maher, Mehera, Biyameinu. But not your Maher, which is 850 years. We're talking about our Maher, which is there.
Dated differently also, you could say that nothing a year was given by the Bani Shlomo of the Himmels of Moshe Rabbeinu.
Is that true? Yeah. Okay. All right. Mishnah Reb Tarfon Oimer. That is the name Reb Tarfon is for the first time in Pirkei Avos out of order. It's a little mysterious why everything was in the order of the generations from the beginning of Pirkei Avos till here. Reb Yechon Mezakeh's Talmidim were at the time of the Churban. Reb Tarfon is actually earlier.
Earlier.
Anyway, Tarfon Oimer, Hayom Kotzav Amalacha Meruba. The day is short. There's a lot of work to be done. Hapayelim Atzelim, the workers are lazy. Who's that? Okay. Vasochar Harbe, and the reward is great. Balabayis Doichek, and the Balabayis is pushing. It's a very poetic and beautiful Mishnah. We know it to be true. But we don't really believe it. Every one of these five things we don't really believe. Hayyim Kotzer, time is short. To serve Hashem, we got plenty of time. No. Hayyim Kotzer, the day of time is short. We don't really feel that the time is short. Nobody feels that his time is limited. About Malacha Meruba, can I finish Bavli and Yerushalmi this year? Malacha Meruba, you know, do a little more, a little less. And Hapoilam at Salem, I don't know, I'm not lazy. You're lazy. I don't feel so lazy. Sochar Harbe, do we really understand that? Balabai is doichek, so that's the biggest. We fool ourselves we have an image of God as a sweet Zayda, sweet rabbi, who you come to him, and he says everything's fine, and it's good, and if the person passes away, Hashem takes you into his warm embrace, and it's all very, very nice. And when people die, we console them, he's in a good place, he's in a better place, he's happy, he's comfortable. And Yechazal say, then in the Shana Rishani, after a person's patira, he's in great pain. He's in great sorrow. You're not supposed to make bakoshes at a kever, we don't visit a kever, shloi lahatridai. Then the Shama has an emas hadin. Hopefully the Shama will be zaycha b'din. It's a tremendous ema, a fear of din. When a person is stripped of his gashmias and he's purely ruchnias, Balabai is doichek. God wants more of every one of us. Doesn't want us to be supermen, but wherever we're holding, God wants more. So I hope to see you on Thursday night, 2 weeks from now. But we need to look for places to do more. That's a constant in a person's life. There's another idea in this Reb Tarfon. There's an interesting idea that I don't know. I'll share it with you, but it's hard to appreciate. Anytime there's something which applies to a group of people, a tzibur of people, the rules are imperfect. It can't be that you make rules for a group that make sense for every individual. Let's say in a yeshiva, they have certain hours for siddurim, certain length of break, certain expectations, certain length of vacation. It doesn't make sense for individuals. It's made for the tzibur. It's made for the group. It's made for the whole tzibur. You go to a minyan, certain speed of davening, certain expectations of when you come, when you leave. It's made for the tzibur. It really doesn't fit anybody. Because each individual has his own challenges, has his own level of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. People got into the workforce, each individual tries to find his own way. And in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have maestas, we have organizations. A maestas, the yeshiva, can't possibly, it's the best we have, it doesn't really work. Can't put 25 or 30 boys in a class and have one set of expectations for everybody. It's just not, it doesn't make any sense. You know, Lassad Lavai, there are no maestas in the Masifta Derekia. You know, there's enough staff to deal with everybody individually. But it can't work. But it's the best we have. We have no choice. So we work as groups. We come together in shuls. We come together in yeshivas. We go together to shiurim. But it really makes no sense, even in a shiur. Someone gives a shiur. Not everybody's capable of the same level of understanding the shiur, of delving into the shiur. Not possible. So we're sort of stuck in a system. Reb Tarfon is saying that each person has to have his own reflection on his job. His job is serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what he can do, what he can accomplish. And just like in business, every person tries to set his own goals. The same thing here. Let's see, Chaim Volozhin has a few comments on these Mishnayos. Dalef Nemi Ata Omel, Rotzalaymar, Bifon of Mamish. Know that you're an individual in front of God. Kiuba Atzmai Oymer Alecha. You can't hide behind the crowd. You can't hide behind the Maisid. Ki Ein Loyla Kadish Baruch Hu Ba'ilom Ayela Arba Amay Shal Halacha. When you're sitting and learning, you should know that you're in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's there, he's in the Dalai Lama Shal Halacha, and he's around you, and it matters. It matters what you do. Even though when you look at a group of 100 or 1,000 or even 10 people, you see a group, God sees each individual, sees each person. There's no option to quit. God says you got to do your work. Not only won't you be rewarded if you don't do work, right, the last Mishnah, on the one hand, you're not expected to finish everything. On the other hand, you can't say this is enough. you learn much Torah, your schar is greater. V'nemru ba'malach malachtecha shisham lecha schar b'losecha v'dash amat schar and shal tzaddikim lost in love. Don't look at tzaddikim suffering in this world. The ikas schar is lost in love. So Rav Tarfon in these two Mishnayos pushes the image of a person in this world serving Hashem to look at himself as a worker, a faithful worker, who does his job. We stop Perek Shlishi and Yitzhashem tomorrow night.